Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. And how can I say that? Because I was the original. That's right. Back in 1984, like long before podcasts, that kind of stuff, straight up, we were doing radio from a police station out there in San Francisco when I was in SFPD. Straight up, 4 years later, we went into national syndication with these Talk America Radio Network. Before you knew it, you like, we were with Sports Byline now for 20 years. Bottom line is, I've been on the radio for better than 41 years. And of course, I'm only 49 years old, so I've done well for an 8-year-old kid. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines around the planet. You want to talk boxing and give you a shot at the top of each hour. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, got the House Historian and Matt, St. Louis Matt, is rocking and rolling there on Twitch.tv. And of course, the Twitch.tv thing is rolling and the YouTube video is rolling. And if the video is choppy, don't worry about it. I've got a solution to that. Next week, we will have no more. I'm experimenting tomorrow, but next week, we will have no more choppy video. You have my promise you. I promise you. Pedro promises you that straight up, because that is a... It's just a no-no. It is a no-no. Anyway, once again, open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, this is your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. I still were rocking and we're still reeling over the heavyweight championship fight. Of course, so it's a couple of weeks now, a fortnight ago. Of course, Oleg Usyk getting his head handed to him by a kickboxer, a guy with only one professional fight, and the one guy that he beat was like 0-7 or 0-5. So the bottom line is, he shouldn't have been fighting for the heavyweight championship, okay? And the boxing establishment knew that. And then guess what? They weren't going to give it to him, no matter what. He had won 7 clear rounds out of 10 rounds. 7 clear rounds. And then the referee stopped the fight after the round was over. Didn't give him a chance to sit down on the stool, rest, nothing like that. Why? The fix was in both ways, both of the scorecards. Two of the judges had it even, and the referee. Straight up, it stunk real bad. But that and... English officials in boxing. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097. Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I've been here before. I know what it takes. I don't want no excuses. So I'm just going out there and be the same Floyd Mayweather. I've been here before, and I know what it takes.
Hey, Frank, what you do? Well, Frank, you don't get it, huh? Frank, 1961, my house historian, sometimes he's a bit myopic and he doesn't get things. But the bottom line is, next week, I promise you, I don't care how choppy the video is today, this is it. This will be the last weekend you have any choppy video coming on my show. I promise you that. You have my word on that. Okay, so no more lip about the choppy video here. Let's deal with it. And next week, we'll have it down. I promise you, down. Straight up. Hey, listen, Sports Byline didn't want it. They gave me, didn't really give me a whole many options, this and that, but they did give me a good internet signal. And I think with that one internet signal, I think I'll be able to put together a good StreamYard broadcast. And what it will be is an actual co-broadcast with this. In other words, this, what I'm doing right now, would be just going out on StreamYard because the video here in the Sports Byline Studios is less than acceptable. Let's just put it that way. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide. You heard the soundbite come in, of course, the great Floyd Mayweather, and I say that not really sincerely because, you know, me and Floyd don't see eye to eye on a whole lot of things, and wow, I'll bring in Floyd. I'll bring in boxing PhD Socrates Palmer. Who's Jonah Rechness? Holy cow. I mean, the guy ripped off everybody. And then I'm looking at some tapes here. And then Floyd in 2025 says, I'm with Jonah. I love him, this and that. And then a couple weeks ago, he sued Jonah now for $175 million. Jonah bilked him. Jonah bilked a couple of corrections. Didn't you tell me he was involved in some correction scam?
Yeah, he scammed some correction officers out of their pension. So, he sounds like a decent young man, doesn't he?
You know, but here, you know, I'm going to go into this in detail tomorrow, mm-hmm. So I'm just teasing with it right now. Mm-hmm. But
okay,
I'm blown away by anybody being as stupid as Floyd. But then again, you have to realize, and I don't mean this, and I'm not throwing shade at Floyd or anything like that. He can't read; he's illiterate. And if he's illiterate, and he's doing his own deals, you know what I'm saying? He's doing these deals. I mean. He sold his airplane, his jet. He sold his jet. He signed it, and the buyer side of the top of the thing who was buying it, that was blank. So he never got any money off the jet, the Gulfstream jet. He's just like, he doesn't know where it went. He doesn't know where the money went. And, of course, Jonah, our buddy Jonah Rechness, he has something to do with that. But the bottom line is Floyd is beyond a buffoon. And when I said to him, when I talked about him being illiterate, 50 Cent was willing to put up what, $500,000 if he could read a half a page of a Harry Potter book or something like that. And Floyd never took him up. No, $750,000, and Floyd never took him up on that. And you know, Floyd's always looking to make some easy money, right? So I would have rehearsed one page. I would have rehearsed one. I would have memorized one page of Harry Potter to get that money, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, he could ask one of his grandkids to read to him, you know? I mean, I'm sure they're covering that, in pre-K. So, look, Floyd, it's very hard. It probably sounds very cold that we're laughing at his expense, but Floyd has brought it all upon himself. You know, I actually happen to be watching, there's a 24-hour channel that shows old HBO fights and the 24/7s. And I just happened to bump into a scene where he says, F Shane Mosley, he's broke. He doesn't mean blank to me. So never spit up in the air, right? Because it comes right back at you. So Floyd is very difficult to feel sorry for. You know, like you said, he's illiterate.
He's illiterate, and what people don't seem to realize is that, and it's going to come up real soon because I've been researching this, okay? Gambling. He has a bad gambling problem. Everybody knows he throws a million here. He throws like on the Super Bowl. He bets $1 million and he tells people about it. And I think he tells people about the bets that he wins, but that's the way gamblers do it. Because I know a lot of gamblers, boy, and they always told me when they win, but they didn't tell me. If they won one time in a week, like they went to the track, the racetrack over here, and they gambled 7 days a week, that one day they won, they tell me. The other 6 days, I wouldn't hear a spit from them.
Yeah, that is true. Floyd does have that vice. And another vice that he has is chicks.
Strippers.
I mean, he's and the irony is, you know, the young lady that has a baby with him who's almost 2 years old, the child, 18 months, her name is Paige Moorhead.
Yeah, wait, you know what the kid's name is? You know what the kid's name is? Are you ready for this?
Ready.
Are you ready? Price. Price. Price Mayweather. Might as well be Price Money Mayweather. I mean, why would you name a little girl first name Price? That's pretty, you know, Price. Don't you think that coincides with Money Mayweather some way?
Yeah. Look, Floyd.
Strippers are college students. Most strippers are college educated girls with degrees.
That is true. That's exactly why they go into that type of business, to pay for college. That's the gimmick, and we got to stick to it. But, you know, it's crazy. Floyd doesn't drink or smoke, so he's making these decisions totally.
Wait. Are you trying to imply that marijuana impugns one's judgment? Anyway, I'm going to go into that marijuana thing in the next segment, of course, talk about Emmanuel Stewart. You can go to Emmanuel Stewart and I go back, and there was a package here from this week from Kronk, and it was my new Kronk jacket, and I didn't want to come get it, and I wanted to come open it. So a couple of days I just let it go because I was really feeling sad about Emmanuel. It was just kicking my ass. Let me tell you, he died in 2012, and 3 days before he died, he sent me, I'm going to get emotional, he sent me a text, and it says, "This is a tough fight, Pedro. Love, Emmanuel." And that was his way of saying goodbye. And 3 days later, he was gone. And, of course, he was HBO's favorite guy as far as boxing was concerned. But he was like a stepfather to me, and he took me to Detroit and made me sort of like the Wiz of Detroit. I was this brown guy from the West Coast that got to go to Detroit and introduce Aretha Franklin a couple of times, a couple other singers. I mean, he brought me to – I'm just going off here, but he just brought me to – Emmanuel really was – really, really, really was good to me. And, of course, it was a time when I don't drink, so I was back there and it was snowing. I'm out in front of his house. I'm in front of his house on the porch, and I'm smoking weed on his porch, looking at Diana Ross's house across the street. Actually, Diana Ross used to live there, and after she sold the house, she sold it to Leon Spinks. Leon lived there for a little bit. So anyway, I'm looking at this house, and I'm envisioning some stories that Emmanuel told me about Leon and Diana and this and that. And anyway, I get done blowing this joint, and I pop some Tic Tacs, spend a few minutes on the porch, and I try to make sure I'm cool, and I go back in the house, and I'm walking down the hall, and hear, "Hey, Pedro, come on in here." Emmanuel calls me in his room, and he happens to have Kronk closed-circuit TV, and he's got film of me. He goes, "Watch this." He goes, 10 minutes ago? Yeah, boom. There I am, blowing this joint on the porch 10 minutes earlier on camera. Okay. So he said to me, "Man, you came all the way from California with some weed and you couldn't share." Sorry, Goldfather. I never blew any weed with the Goldfather. And that was something. He was like a father to me. You know, I didn't want to blow weed with my dad.
Right. Who's the most famous person you ever, you know, shared a spliff with?
I don't think I can say.
Okay. No problem. You tell me off the air.
No, I just don't think I can say. Yeah. Just leave. Let it go at that. Anyway, what about this YouTube boxer? Who is this guy? Dean the Great. I mean, what's this guy? Let me get his real name here.
Oh, that's right.
Nuruddin Shahbaz. I mean, if ever there was a guy that was a fraud, it's him. I'm looking at his professional record. He's got 5 fights, and all 5 guys that he's fought, he's 4-1 or 4-2, something like that. But all 5 guys that he's fought are making their pro debut. Okay, and now he roughs up some chick on some yacht. Tries to take her cell phone, this and that. He was booked this week for attempted strong arm robbery. And guess who bailed him out? Guess who bailed him out? The guy. Listen, this guy is the world record holder. If you look up the Guinness Book of World Records, Adrian Broner holds a record for the most kids with the most different women. I think he's got 10 kids with 10 different women, and he pays $17,000 a month child support. And you know, some of them states he's paying child support in aren't really like California and New York. You know what I'm saying? So he's probably getting a break somewhere.
Yeah. They've been – Dean the Great is a streamer. Him and Adrian Broner have been on the – I was going to say the airwaves, but they've been trending. You know, the last few weeks they've been doing lives. They were part of some, reality show house. And Adrian Broner looks horrendous. He looks like he's about 200 pounds.
Yeah.
And he is slurring every other word, and he's
time out. Don't take this the wrong way, but he looks like a like a fat black version of Ralph Cramden.
But at least Ralph had a good job.
No. who played Ralph in the movie? The black didn't the black dude play Ralph in the movie?
Wasn't it Cedric? Cedric the Entertainer?
Might have been Cedric the Entertainer. Yeah, you know, I went and saw Cedric the time. He wasn't all that entertaining.
Yeah, I never really. I think Cedric's funny in movies. I never stand up. I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, and I once saw D.L. Hewley one time when I was writing for the papers here locally, and of course I was like the critic, this and that. And he's telling us, he's talking to everybody in the crowd, right? He's like 20 minutes in the show. He's talking to everybody in the crowd. I said, "Listen, man, stop talking to the people in the crowd and tell us some jokes." Okay? And he goes, "There's always one end guy in the crowd that's got to mess it up for everybody else." Straight up, let's roll to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
My House Historian Frank 1961 and Matt and a few other people bailed on the YouTube video. I don't blame them. Bottom line is I tried to restarted this four or five different times. It's still choppy. It's going to be choppy. That's why next week I have found the solution. I will promise you, you have my word, that next week it will be together. It will absolutely be together. And you know what? To be able to say that with confidence, I feel pretty good about that. So the bottom line is I'm going past. I've been on my hands and knees in Sports Byline telling them to buy a new computer. They tell me, oh, we're thinking about it. You know, the computer's like older than dirt. It just is, okay? And you look at the computer, you say to yourself, when's the last time I saw a computer look that old? You're scratching your head. When's the last time? I mean, this computer looks like it's like ancient. It's like a tower. Computers don't come in towers anymore. Bottom line is, we'll have things together next week. I have my word on that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco. We went over the fact that Floyd Mayweather, of course, has got his issues on tomorrow. We'll go into a deep, deep dive on Floyd Mayweather and all the different issues that he's got going on in his life. But I do want to bring up the fact that, you know, I tend to be a little emotional. Maybe it's because I'm left-handed, but, you know, I tend to maybe shed a few more tears or my eyes seem to get damp a little bit more than the average male. But the bottom line, maybe I'm because I'm left-handed. But the bottom line is when this Emmanuel Stewart jacket showed up this week, I didn't want to come get it. I mean, emotionally, it was hard for me to come and pick up a jacket. Now, either I'm a nutcase or, you know, I just miss the Goldfather that much. I really do. And that's what he was, the Goldfather, because anything he touched turned to gold. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Speaking of the Kronk stuff, of course, you can check it out. The new Kronk stuff, as far as their apparel is concerned, it's rocking and rolling. And I think it is at Kronk.com. Let me check the website here. Kronk.com, straight up, check them out, Kronk.com, of course, all the different jackets, they've got apparel, and they got t-shirts, and they got athletic shirts, and even the jogging suits, and the whole nine yards, but, you know, I got my coat, that's all that matters. Bottom line is, this one's blue, it looks pretty sharp, maybe I'll wear it tomorrow, so, but the bottom line is, I miss the Goldfather, may he rest in peace. And let me tell you, if you ever want to think about the reason to get a colonoscopy, you think of the fact that Emmanuel sort of passed up on a colonoscopy, and that's how he got sick. Okay, that's how he got sick. Didn't take a colonoscopy, and then when he did get the colonoscopy, or when he went to get diagnosed, it was a little bit too late at that point in time. So may he rest in peace. Straight up, let's go back to boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. Sock, I'm not all that organized today. Can you tell?
It's okay. You're very good at ad-libbing and on the fly. You're a natural.
I don't feel like a natural lay. I just don't. Anyway, Rico Verhoeven, the boxing establishment You know they're not going to give an MMA guy an even break no matter what. I mean, he could have knocked Oleg Usyk down 1,000 times and knocked him out, his mother out, and the whole night and the whole family, and they just still found a way to take the fight away from Rico. I looked at the scorecards. Two of the judges had even. One judge had Rico up 6-4. I thought it was a clear 7-3 fight, and I realized that Oleg Usyk was the champion, the whole nine yards, blah, blah, blah. But the bottom line is, you know, and I know he's your guy, one of your pound-for-pound guys, but he got his ass whooped. And that ending with that referee stopping the fight after the round was over, even stopping the fight at all at that point in time, I thought was appalling. But I thought him stopping the fight after the bell had rang, I thought that reeks almost of criminal conspiracies. I kid you not. I was absolutely blown away by it. And then the scorecards, the two of the guys had it even. So you're the boxing's PhD. Talk to me. How did you see that?
I definitely thought that Rico was up. I think 7-3 is 7-3, 6-4. I think 6-4 is fair. You know, there were some rounds that were kind of on the, you know, not really doing much, but just Rico, props to him. Everyone that kind of dismissed it. The man was or is a legitimate world champion in kickboxing and considered one of the best in his sport. And he's a huge man. I mean, that's the one thing that pops up.
Yep.
And when I saw Usyk at the weigh-in, not that Usyk ever looked like Anthony Joshua, but he didn't look his best. He was 9 pounds heavier than he's ever been for any fight. So he had a little bit of a dad bod.
And he was wearing lifts. No. You're not laughing. No, I'm serious. I wouldn't be. I'm not pontificating here or jesting. He was wearing lifts because he was almost like a few. He was like within 2.5 or 3 inches of the other guy, and he ain't that. You know, what I'm saying he ain't that tall.
I mean,
so he was wearing some type of clogs or those rubber shoes, wherever it was at the weigh-in, and that made him a little bit higher than he was. But the bottom line is. He ain't no pound for pound great, man. I went through that list last week of the top 19 heavyweight champions, and there's not one of those guys on that list that he would be favored to beat. And you think he might be competitive with a couple of those guys? I sort of doubt that. I think he's just the beneficiary. I keep confusing the two. He's a beneficiary of an old Tyson Fury and an absolute pathetic heavyweight division. I mean, I this is your heavyweight division because this is like you guys' era right now. But, you know, it's pretty weak. I mean, the heavyweight division is pretty weak. And then Rico makes a statement, and the box submission screws him on both ends. Here's what's up. The stoppage at the end, they could have sat him down on a stool and gave him a minute to get his act together. And I mean, it wasn't like he was falling all over the place. I mean, what was the referee thinking? The referee was thinking, how can I save the other guy's bacon?
Now, okay. So just about the now, I'll get into the debate about his pound for pound, you know, greatness. But it was a legit knockdown.
True.
It was a beautiful shot. It was a beautiful shot, you know. And that's the thing about Usyk. Usyk has that in reserve when he needs to bite down. Like, remember, he was losing that Tyson Fury fight until he rocked him and dropped him, you know. I'm not going to say, the easy thing to say, I think he would have probably stopped in the next round. No, we don't know that. We don't know that at all. It could have been the other way around. Look, it was a bad stoppage. Rico became a star. So I wonder now if he's going to remain a full-time boxer, which I believe he will be. And the other thing is, does he let the fight with Caballero, are they able to pay Caballero money to step aside? Because the WBC, you know, they want to this time impose the rules. They made him the mandatory. They said he has to fight him next.
The world of Bunko and Chicanery run by Mauricio Silliman?
Yeah, the Bible of corruption. You know, however you want to call it, they all fit. There's obviously more money in a rematch with Rico. You know, you can't, without a doubt, you know, but Caballero has kind of earned his spot.
He's poor guy. That poor guy's been sitting. He's been sitting on the porch knocking on the front door for a long time.
He has. But then you can also make the argument that, let me play devil's advocate.
He's inactive.
But you know why? Because you it's the risk reward.
Yeah.
You know, risk reward. You know, they sit on that rank, and you know, and it's a smart business move. But I don't think it makes a fighter any better.
Who gets better at doing something less?
Exactly. Now, Usyk, you got to take this into consideration. He's beaten everyone of his generation, so now he's in a different era now. I mean, he's in a different crop. Khabib is significantly younger, and Usyk has earned the right to do this novelty fight, which turned out to be a real fight.
But he lost.
He lost. Losing.
I don't care what's happening. You're blowing him up. I don't give a. He lost. He lost on the scorecards, and that fight was stopped inappropriately. Mm-hmm. You just said that.
And afterwards,
you feel the need to clean up for your guy.
No. Look, I think that Usyk lost a fight in training camp. Look the way he showed up, and his skill set is of that even on a bad day, he was kind of able to salvage, but with the ref stopping it, it's not even the story of him winning. It's the controversy. And like you said, Rico was screwed by the boxing establishment. However, Rico was paid more money than he's ever made in his career. And now he's a star.
Francis Ngannou was a UFC heavyweight champion. He made $500,000 for selling out Madison Square Garden. Okay, got a $50,000 bonus and I think $100,000 in pay per view money. Bottom line is he had two professional boxing matches. He made $18 million, $9 million in each fight. Come on, man. I mean, Dana's the pimp of all pimps. So. So the money is not in MMA. And how many millionaires you see in the UFC? How many do you know?
I mean,
Ronda Rousey.
I think Ronda, Connor, Brock Lesnar. But Brock Lesnar was a star already before he went to the UFC. I mean, there's guys, but they're very few. We could count them because, like we said before, the brand is the star, not the fighter. I mean, they'll ride them out. They'll and then they'll discard them and bring in a new crop, the new face.
Okay. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. While we come back from the break, Karen is in the main event tonight on TV. We'll talk about that and more with Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside. Look at the world of boxing and MMA. Matt, main event Matt, of course, and Frank 1961. They're going to tunein.com because obviously the Sports Byline YouTube link is like going absolutely berserk, as is the twitch.tv that just turned itself off just a minute ago. I kid you not. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, tomorrow I will be setting up the first broadcast of the StreamYard issue, and then, of course, the StreamYard broadcast, and then next week we will go live. But bottom line is I'll be able to broadcast this on Twitch. I'll be able to broadcast it on YouTube. I'll be even probably, you know, I told you why I don't do Twitter, right? Right, Sock? Why I don't do, why I'm scared to do Twitter? Because the two last tweets I got on Twitter, one was from Nick Charles, where he said he was going to, he missed me and this kind of stuff, and he died a few days later, like 3 or 4 days later. And then Emmanuel died within 3 days of him sending me that tweet, so I'm sort of spooked by Twitter. I'm a weird dude.
I mean, we all have our idiosyncrasies. Those are two big, prominent people in your life that passed away unexpectedly, and they're missed. I was a huge Nick Charles fan. He's the first person that ever emailed me regarding an article that I wrote. I said, wow, someone other than my mom reads my stuff.
So. Hey, so cool. Speaking of moms, did I tell you when I started off in radio that I was doing this local broadcast it was a 15-minute show when I first went live here in San Francisco. KST 1450 AM. It was a 15-minute show, and we were stuck between an all-Filipino show. When the Filipino show was over, there was an all-God. Talk to God was the name of the show after me, okay? It was only a 15-minute show. So it would go 15 minutes, and, of course, my fans would call the God show and insult those people and this and that afterwards, was very disrespectful, very disrespectful. But the bottom line is, when I got home, my answer machine had 4 or 5 beeps on it. You know those lights like messages, right?
Uh-huh.
It's my mother critiquing me for 15 minutes.
Really?
She's going, you're reading. I can tell you're reading. You got to cap out your. She was like, but she was like, she micromanaged me to an extent as far as my boxing was concerned, and she micromanaged me to an extent as far as my early broadcasting was concerned. And once she got, I remember what she told me one time when I lost a fight. I lost my first fight ever, lost a decision to Eddie Smith, and I thought that I might have won, but then I look at it afterwards, I probably did lose. But the bottom line is, it was a learning experience. It was the first time I ever fought a 2-minute round, having fought 1-minute rounds before. So I fought a 2-minute round, and I lost, and I went home. And she went home, and then I came home later, and I came into the house, and she smoked cigarettes. That's what killed her. So I see the cigarette sitting on the couch smoking a cigarette to herself, blah, blah, blah. She goes, sit down, I want to talk to you. And I said, yeah. She goes, you know, I'm not going to let you embarrass yourself. No, I'm not going to let you embarrass me and the family. And I went, huh? What are you talking about? She goes, yeah, you lost tonight. I said, Mom, you got to be kidding me. I said, you know, she goes, no, it wasn't the fact you lost, Pete. It was the fact that you got tired. You look like you got an asthma attack. Those are her exact words. You look like you had an asthma attack. And I'm sitting there, so I'm trying to come up with excuses anyway. That's how she became my running coach. That's how she got in the car, drove the car, and made me run.
That's pretty cool.
Man, you know, but imagine that one. You come home, you're like only 16 years old, and the first she says to you, I'm not going to let you embarrass yourself for the family. Say what? mothers expect you to be unbeaten in life.
That's right. Hey, you know, you came from her, and damn it, you know, you're not going to live up to that name. I mean, you better live up to that name.
Okay. So. World heavyweight champion for the blink of an eye, an historical, I'm talking about Baltimore's Haseem Rahman, has announced intentions to come back at the age of 53. Now, he's nicknamed The Rock, but you wouldn't confuse him with either Rocky Marciano or Dwayne The Rock Johnson, for that matter. Bottom line is, this is pretty scary. He's 53 years old, okay? He probably shouldn't be fighting. He went like 2-5 in the last 7 fights, got knocked out a whole bunch of times. He's been knocked out 6 times. But the bottom line is, 3 months after, of course, he lost the title back to Lennox Lewis. Of course, he had defeated Lennox Lewis in Africa in a big upset. And, of course, that was in April, I believe, of 2001. And then Lennox came back in November 2001. And then he knocked out Haseem Rahman in Las Vegas, of course, recapturing the title. So 3 months after that, Baltimore police find 2 bodies, Oliver McCafferty and Lisa Brown, a he and a she, shot to death in Rockman's Infiniti. Rockman stated he loaned the car to Oliver, but he knew nothing about it, and there were no arrests. But the bottom line is, Rahman not only had the 2 dead bodies in his car, but he lost to Johnny Ruiz. I mean, Johnny Ruiz. And if you lose to Johnny Ruiz, first of all, you need a therapist, and second of all, you need another line of work.
Johnny Ruiz, it's funny. You look at Johnny Ruiz's resume, it's like, he beat 2 former heavyweight champions. I mean, he beat Amanda Holyfield.
I televised the first fight. Don King had me in Vegas. That was when the last we got to piss on Mitch Halperin that last night when I got to snicker at him. He was dead a couple weeks later. But the bottom line is, we did the fight that night, and Joe Cortez called a low blow. It was a body shot. He said it was a low blow. They stopped things. Ruiz should have been stopped in that fight. I couldn't believe that Ruiz did not win that fight. I mean, Ruiz won that fight. I was even in that fight, let alone draws and that kind of stuff. But they screwed Evander Holyfield in that fight without a doubt. I mean, without a doubt. I had a score from ringside. I had 4 points. Evander up by 4 points, and at least 4 points, and I was giving him the benefit of doubt because, you know, Johnny Ruiz had that guy, Norman Stone, in his corner, and if it wasn't for Norman Stone, I mean, Johnny Ruiz would have went nowhere. Absolutely, because Norman Stone was a guy. I mean, he all his protests and this and that, that's what sort of got him the second and third fight.
You talk about a guy that was a motivator. Stoney was the character. Well, I always remember him, though, getting slapped by Alton Merkinson, Roy Jones' assistant trainer. I don't know if you remember that.
Yep.
So, but yeah, I guess Stoney, he was always, what's the word? Like you always knew he was in the corner. He never shut up. He was great at press conferences.
We have him swearing at him during a Roy Jones fight, during he was unbelievable. He was calling John Ruiz Roy and that kind of stuff in the corner. Anyway, Rahman, I talked to a promoter this week, and Jimmy Adams down there in Florida, and me and Jimmy we've had discussions over old guys fighting and this and that. And he said, as long as old guys are fighting old guys, what can he do? In other words, guys are coming to him and saying they want fights. Oliver McCall is 61 years old. Of course, he's got mental issues. I don't think he should be anywhere near a boxing ring unless he's got a ticket.
Yeah. I mean, and they're kind of sprinkled all over the place. I mean, we had the Nigerian dude that did time
Ike for Ebabuchi.
He's also... wasn't last year? Didn't a Razor Ruddock fight?
Yeah,
you know, in Canada. So it's like they're around. Look, boxing does not have a senior PGA, you know, because it's getting hit in the head is not healthy, you know. But if the guys get past the physical, now I believe Rockman's fighting in Rochester, New York.
Yep,
Rochester, New York, and his son, who at one point was considered to be a prospect, I believe he was promoted by your buddy Tony Holden. He's going to be on the card. Look, guys got to pay bills. I get it. Hopefully they match him in a way that he does not get hurt. That's all I can say, you know, and whoever wants to pay to see it, hey, God bless you.
Okay. I do want to mention one more thing about the Emmanuel Stewart story I wrote. In fact, you can check out all my stuff at pedroboxing.substack.com. pedroboxing.substack.com. And I want to mention the fact that I told you about Michael Moore, right? Tommy D, Sir Thomas Dillamuth, of course, he's Sunday co-host with me on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. He brought up the fact that they're going to be interviewing Michael Moore this, and he wanted to know if he could bring up the fact that Michael Moore was making bombs in Emmanuel Stewart's house. I mean, imagine this. I mean, I stayed at Emmanuel's house. If a guy was making bombs down the hall, how would I know?
Yeah, the Unabomber. It's funny you mentioned Michael Moore and Rahman. I met them both the same night in, here at the Garden after a fight. And you talk about just two opposite personalities. Rahman was super personable, nice dude. Michael Moore is a jerk. He really is. I'm sorry. I mean,
No. Michael Moore is an a-hole.
Okay, I didn't know I could say that.
We can say that. You can say the real word according to Daniel in the other room. he said, "No, you can't say that. No, you can't say that." Okay, all right. in other words, I was going to put it on him. Did you kids see that? I was going to put it on my producer. And he said it was okay. And he said, "No." Shaking his head back and forth. It is what it is. So back to Floyd for a second. He's got to do this Manny Pacquiao fight in September, evidently. He's got something scheduled in advance, but they evidently, I was told they took his passport. Do you know if that's whether that's been confirmed or not?
I think they threatened him with losing the passport, but how's he going to make his money? Because I believe he's fighting an exhibition fight in Greece. So he needs that passport. And a law just recently, I believe it just passed that anyone that owes child support, they are going to, I believe it's if you're backed up more than $20,000, something like that, they are going to revoke your passport. So, which is, hey, I'm fine with it, man. Whether it's a mistake or whatever, pay your child support, man. Take care of your kids. And Floyd, he's going to need these fights. He's going to fight Pacquiao. And apparently the Tyson fight, which was supposed to happen in the Congo, got pushed back. So Floyd's going to keep doing those pull-ups, Pedro. You never know. He may be called in.
Price, but back to Floyd for a second. Price, the kid was named Price. I mean, Floyd being Money Mayweather, do you think that's a coincidence?
It's almost like a troll, right? Like, who named her? Did the mom name her? These days, names are very... You know, I don't know. Some people with these names that they give these kids these last names, like someone named Jackson as a first name. You know, Price. What can you do?
You know, we'll close it off with this. I was watching some YouTube clips this week. In fact, I put one up on my Facebook page where some lady was using the N-word in the Safeway. And it was caught on tape, and then they found her about a week and a half later, and it wasn't pretty. I mean, they whooped on this girl. I mean, thank God that the girl that was whooping on her really couldn't punch anything like that, because you must have hit her like 40 or 50 times and kicked her and pulled her hair, all this kind of good stuff. So what I'm trying to tell you is it still ain't cool. Whether Donald Trump's in the office or not, it still ain't cool to call anybody a nigga.
Yeah, you got to really, that's what I can say. I mean, look, it's part of urban lexicon, you know, to say it,
this lady was saying, I'm sorry. So bottom line is she said it. You know what I'm saying? There was no denial. I'm sorry. But I haven't seen a YouTube ass whooping like that in a long time. And I cover a lot of boxing matches.
Sometimes the best fights are on YouTube and TikTok and stuff. See some crazy brawls.
So have you seen any of the clothing apparel at Kronk.com?
I have. And yes, I believe Kronk is a non-for-profit, right? So like it goes to a good thing, right? If I'm not mistaken. I've seen the jackets are fire. Did you get the varsity one?
I've got the blue varsity coat.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Kronk is... You talk about a brand in boxing, like just synonymous with greatness, you know. So I'm happy that they're still around, and Emmanuel's legacy will live forever.
How many world champions did Emmanuel have?
Oh man, you put me in the
41.
Spot. I was going to guess 20 something, but 41.
41. Wow. If that doesn't make him the gold father, nothing does. Have a great week. We'll talk soon, my brother.
You too. Thank you so much for having me on. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, bro.
Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. He is boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. Of course, this is the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We come to you Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, live right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, like a host of other entities. But the bottom line is tomorrow I'm going to do the StreamYard experiment. And, of course, next week we rock and roll on StreamYard. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Lord have mercy.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
May 30th, 1922, I was born. No, not me. Not me. Not 1922. Bob. Bottom line is Gil Clancy was born. Of course, Gil Clancy, the trainer, the guy who was on CBS television, CBS TV analyst. Of course, him and Mort Sharnick, I thought they were a pretty good team doing fights on CBS. You never saw Mort, but I think Tim Ryan and Gil Clancy were the on-camera crew. But the bottom line is he helped train Emil Griffith. Of course, the first openly, not openly gay, but he was gay welterweight and middleweight champion. Of course, he died at the age of 88, and he was a pretty good guy, no doubt about that. But every time I saw him and his partner, Howie Albert, that was the business partner he had, right? Howie was always the more entertaining of the two, and Gil sort of looked at me with that snake eye all the time. I think he had an eye problem, you know, maybe a glass eye, or he had some eye issues and this and that. But the bottom line is, you know, he had a master's degree in teaching. I mean, he taught boxing in the Army and all kinds of crazy stuff. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he just didn't like Paige. I mean, he looked at me like I was going to steal something from him all the time. So the bottom line is, I never got close with Gil Clancy. That's why me and Gil Clancy didn't click. And I told Angela one time, I said, you know, Gil doesn't like me. He said, Gil doesn't like everybody. I said, I'm not unlike Angela. Angela liked everyone. Never forget what Angela told me one time. He goes, you know, I was known as Poison Pen Pedro. I mean, I was kicking the duck out of people every chance I got in the column. That's what it was all about. Poison Pen Pedro. Get. Anyway, bottom line is he told me, Pedro, don't cost you nothing to be nice. He has a point there. I miss him, no doubt about that. Of course, the great Angelo Dundee, may he rest in peace. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. The Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, we're going to depth on a whole lot of stuff. Of course, the Jonah Reschness scandal with Floyd Mayweather, $175 million lawsuit filed in the last 4 or 5 days. Of course, Floyd having given having sold, having given away his Gulfstream jet. Daniel, can you hear me out on this one, Daniel? He gave away his Gulfstream jet. He signed it away without finding out who was buying it, the top half of the buyer's sheet. He didn't fill that out, and he didn't figure out how much money that was, but he signed the bottom part. And he's wondering where his money went. He's a buffoon. That's all I can say. Floyd Mayweather is a buffoon. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Fragmented, disorientated, dysfunctional, call it what you want. But the bottom line is, I promise you, I'll be back on my game tomorrow. No doubt about that. Straight up, 11.06 a.m. Pacific Time, 2.06 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll have it live, rocking and rolling, and we'll run the StreamYard experimental stream as well. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. In the other room is the super dad and the super kid. He's a super mom. He's got a super mom. His mom's doing well. That's the best news Daniel Ogden can ever get. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.